Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's April 2013. For the past 2 years, the home loan files of 14 major mortgage servicers have been under review by third-party consultants who are on the lookout for errors in their servicing and foreclosure practices. A team led by Lorenz Evans, a director in GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment team, recently reviewed federal oversight of this process, including its transparency and the challenges it faces. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Lorenz to learn more.
How did the foreclosure review process come about, and what are its goals?
Right. So it goes back to 2010, when a number of servicers halted their foreclosure processes because of concerns about robo-signing, that documents that were associated with the foreclosure were not properly notarized. And so that prompted the regulators to conduct on-site reviews of the foreclosure processes of 14 servicers, and they found significant deficiencies. So that then led to consent orders against the 14 servicers. And these consent orders included a requirement that the servicers retain an independent consultant to review their foreclosure processes. So the goals of the foreclosure review were to, one, identify and remediate as many harm borrowers as possible. And also because they were across 14 servicers, to ensure that they were treated consistently. And also, one of the goals was to restore confidence in the mortgage market.
Your team looked in particular at the challenges to the achievement of some of these goals. What did you find there?
So the scope and the complexity of the process made it very difficult to handle. So there were 4.5 million borrowers that were potentially in scope, and the files were pretty sizable. In some cases, as many as 50 documents, which translated to almost 2,000 pages. So it was very complex. There were a number of steps that the regulators took to try to foster consistency, but then there were some additional actions that created more challenges. For example, the guidance was overly broad, and in some places it was unclear, and it left a lot of important decisions to judgment and interpretation.
You also looked at the transparency of the process. Can you talk a little bit about what you found there?
Right. So given the goal to restore public confidence to the mortgage market, the bar for transparency was fairly high. And many stakeholders were concerned about the lack of public reporting. In fact, many borrowers were left in the dark. Some hadn't received information about their file review for as much as a year. Also, there was a lack of detailed information that was released about how the reviews were actually being performed. And so this undermined the credibility of the process and public confidence in it.
Some of the lessons learned identified in the report were also captured in the recommendations that GAO is making to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency as well as the Federal Reserve. Can you explain those?
Yes. So it's important to note that the agreement, the original consent orders against 14 servicers were amended for 11 of them. There was agreement that was reached that replaced the foreclosure review with a broader framework which looked to remediate all eligible borrowers instead of doing a case-by-case review and determining remediation based on harm. And so the lessons learned, we think, really speak to effective management practices. And they are in the area of advanced planning, consulting with knowledgeable parties, and monitoring to assess the tracking of goals. And so the recommendations really capture sort of that spirit.
Finally, for taxpayers interested in how the government has been responding to the effects of the financial crisis on millions of homeowners, what's the bottom line here?
Well, you know, the foreclosure market was ground zero in the financial crisis. And so we know its recovery is essential to full recovery. So as a result, you have a number of government initiatives that are targeted at restoring public confidence, including this enforcement action, which is really trying to remediate borrowers for harm that was done and to address unsafe and unsound practices in mortgage servicing. So the bottom line is that this is an extremely complicated process. And we see opportunities for improvement in upfront planning and monitoring and communication. And we believe that if the regulators take our recommendations, that they'll further their goals of restoring public confidence in the mortgage market.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.